And hopefully we got to sell you an outdoor TV so you can watch it while you're grilling.
Yeah, and there's so many things. Have you ever had a customer or customers that, like, buy from almost every department? They're buying TVs, they're buying sound systems, from they're buying outdoor, like, grilling and you know, surveillance and protecting their home. Like, I'd imagine you get a lot of folks say, I'm buying all my electronics and appliances at Cohen.
We do. And, you know, we're fortunate that the customers have the confidence in us to do that. But we, you know, if you're going to spend whatever you spend on appliances, whether it's a $3,000 package for your whole kitchen and laundry, or whether it could be even more, but, you know, on your way out, typically you stop and talk to us and we get to sell you some televisions. And when Michael gets there, you know, you may need a little help with your Wi-Fi system, and it kind of grows once he gets there and he gets to talk to you.
So, folks, you got to check out Cohen's today. Not just the great products, electronics, and appliances, but great people. And they really do deliver that confidence. You can always call them at 277-8890. That's 277-8890. You can go to thinkcohens.com. You're all still there on the Eastern Bypass?
Yes, sir. 9 to 6, Monday through Friday. 9 to 4 on Saturdays. And, you know, just come by and see us. You know, it's like I tell everybody, on the electronic side or the appliance side, we've got the same price model for model as anybody else in Montgomery, as long as it's new in a box. So my Sony TV and Best Buy Sony TV and Amazon Sony TV, we're all at the same price.
Well, there you go. But you got the service.
But I've got the service, and I've got the installer. And that, to me, makes the biggest difference.
Well, being a customer myself there of y'all's great shop, I can agree with that 100%. Well, I appreciate it, Michael. We'll talk again soon.
Have a great day.
Hey, Michael.
Again, that's Michael Cohen of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Got to hit the top of the hour break. Come back to, well, all these calls here.
Yeah, man.
272-9228.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The EPA issuing a poor air quality alert for New England after smoke from Canadian wildfires blanketed the region. Transgender minors and some adults will soon be banned from accessing puberty blockers, hormones, and gender-affirming surgeries. That's under a bill signed by Missouri's Republican Governor Mike Parson. He also signed legislation that will block transgender girls and women from playing on female sports teams at all school levels, including college. After a payment pause that has lasted more than 3 years, more than 40 million student loan borrowers will be on the hook for payments. That's going to be starting in late August. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 10 points and the NASDAQ up 47. This is SRN News.
Recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now. And I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. No big surprises. Another hot with a little bit more humidity in the air and a good bit of sunshine. There will be spotty, scattered, random storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, fading out at night, low tonight down to about 68. Tomorrow, there will be a more generous supply of those hit-or-miss afternoon and evening storms. Still random, but more active on the radar. High tomorrow, 91, and then upper 80s on Friday. We may get a little break from the storms for a day or two. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASC Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
1819 News.
Men dressed up as women and scantily clad are apparently a big feature of the Pride on the Plains events that are being held this week to promote LGBTQ ideology here in Alabama. Men who are dressed as scantily clad women with wigs and pantless bodysuits are on stage singling out children to promote the LGBTQ ideology.
Come here. What's your name? Sophia? Can you come over here and tell everybody happy Pride? Can you do it on the microphone for me? Can you do it right here?
Happy Pride.
That's also called really good parenting.
This was part of an event that was held this past Tuesday at a Lee County coffee shop as part of their drag show, which was presented as Family Fun Night. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
The Huntsville City School System has now narrowed down their search for a new school superintendent to three finalists. This comes after 20 applications were sent in for the position. Of the three finalists, two are from Alabama and have been working in Birmingham and Huntsville school systems. The other one is from Washington, D.C. In-person interviews will occur on Thursday of this week, and videos of those interviews will be posted to the school district's website. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Join the fun as Second Saturday Riverfront Festivals return to Montgomery's Riverfront Park on June 10th, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. as they celebrate the 70s. Dress in your best 70s attire and bring your roller skates. There'll be prizes for the top 70 outfits. The night will feature music by the cover band Hat Trick, the Montgomery Roller Derby team, a dance floor, themed mocktails, vintage cars, food vendors, and fireworks. Don't miss the 70s-themed Roll Bounce Skate Party. Saturday, June 10th, brought to you by the City of Montgomery Department of Cultural Affairs. Free admission, no outside alcohol permitted.
Views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. He's Eddie Bader.
What's up, Joey?
We welcome all the listeners, whether you're out there working in the sun. It's getting heavy out there.
Yeah, it is.
Thick out there with the heat. Or if you're just waking up from a nap, welcome into the program. Let's go to Babs. Let's go to Barbara. Hey, Barbara.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I can't keep my name straight, whether I'm Babs or Barbara. I've always been Babs on your show, thanks to my buddy Jack. Tell him I said hello, please.
We'll do it.
First, 6ix9ine.
Gotcha.
Eddie, please.
Gotcha.
I watched Fox, I still watch Fox News. I miss Tucker, but I still watch it. And I saw the whistleblower talking about the UFOs, the vehicles they have, and the bodies that they have. It was very interesting. I'm pretty sure we all knew that was going on. But I did want to say, I want to agree with T-Spear. The only one that I'm going to vote for president is Trump. He doesn't have the greatest personality. All I know is what he did for this country. And I believe with all my heart and soul, he loves this country. And he wants to do what's best for it, because it sure did prove while he was there. Plus, he's got the experience. He knows how bad the swamp is now. DeSantis, great guy, good governor. But I think that's where he needs to stay. And I would love to see Tim Scott be Trump's vice president. So that is my comments, and I appreciate it. And y'all have a great rest of the day.
Thank you, Babs. Appreciate it. Let's go to Eric the dog. Hey, Eric.
What up, dog?
That's your DA's y'all got.
Eric.
Hey, dog.
Yeah. Is there?
There he is. What you doing, buddy?
Sorry, boss. It's lightning. Wait a minute. You get to hear it. We're on top of a big piece of aluminum, so I probably got to get down.
Yeah, it might be the case.
Well, you know, you can only die once, so today's not a... Today's one of those days where I'm kind of like, hit something hard. I don't want to look away from this wreck. Hurry up, boys. You know, I'm going to vote for whoever the Republican nominee is on the general election ballot, but I think I'm with Joey. I might just go vote in the Democratic, Democrat primary.
And who would you be voting for?
Kennedy.
Yeah, of RFK Jr., yeah.
Because I'd really like to see that that Indian guy. I sent Eddie some clips yesterday of that guy.
Yeah.
I really like that guy. He's got
some really good points.
What, Indian guy?
Yeah, the pastrami.
Oh, Vivek Ramaswamy.
That's the guy.
The pastrami?
The pastrami guy. He's not Italian. you know, that's the kind of stuff we need. We need some younger people with some new ideas, and because it's doing it the way we've been doing it ain't getting us what we want, and that's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again expecting a different result.
Right.
You know, these people have made a career, multiple careers spanning decades, doing the same crap, and they're still campaigning on the same crap that got them elected the first time, and it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, right. But it keeps working. That's what's so bad. It keeps working.
Well, yeah. How dumb are we?
Right.
That it keeps working. I mean, at some point, we have to look at ourselves in the mirror and be like, all right.
Well, and
what am I doing wrong?
For folks out there, like, I just can't, even in a primary, bring myself to vote for a Democrat, let alone a Kennedy. It just isn't in me. Hey, here's a clip. It's like you read my mind, Eric. Robert Kennedy Jr. At the border. And Eddie, you can see on your screen there, that's the wall.
Oh, that's the wall.
Yeah, let's listen.
Buddy, I'm at the border wall around Yuma, Arizona. It's about 2 o'clock in the morning.
We've watched
about 150 people come across. You can see the end of the wall down there. Yeah. And we've watched about 150 people come across in the last hour.
To set the scene, essentially, you can see the wall. He's like he's taking a selfie video. Yeah. And you can see the line of folks walking behind him.
You would think it's a Black Friday outside of a Circuit City all the
first group were about 50 or 60 people from Africa, from West Africa.
Wow.
This group that is finally behind me right now, we interviewed many of them. They're from Peru, Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Afghanistan, Bangladesh, India, China, Tibet, Nepal.
See, this one gets me triggered.
Just the people he met at 2 in the morning yesterday.
Not prime time.
See, and this is where they accuse us of being racist because we don't like Hispanics. Well, how about this, you jackasses? It's not just Hispanics.
Well, not only that, at this point, they're traitors. I mean, they're telling us we have a closed border. We know better. But what I want to do, and I know that's not popular, but I want to hold these folks accountable. When this finally turns around, I want to go after these folks. Because if not, it's just going to happen again. It's just going to happen
again. Start moving, dude.
It seems like you got your hands full. I appreciate it, Eric.
Man, I'll let y'all go. Adios, fellas.
It's just like with COVID, how we let all this crazy stuff happen. We acknowledge this is crazy, but we still let it happen. But now, I don't see a lot of people, besides poking fun, I don't see a lot of people going back and saying, hey, I'm going to hold you accountable for what you made me go through. Because these politicians are quick to either quit, go get a teaching job, which a lot of them are, or they just say, oh, I didn't say that at all. We got to have some accountability.
RFK Jr. goes on here, folks.
And altogether, people have come across right here from 117 nations in the last couple of years.
Wow.
In 3 years, in total, 7 million people have come across the border illegally into our country. And from here, they're put on these buses.
Showing
they're brought to the Border Patrol station where they're processed. After 4 or 5 days, they're released on their own reconnaissance into our country, and most of them are never seen or heard from again. And the stories that we heard from these people are absolutely heartbreaking. This is a humanitarian crisis because of the understanding across the globe that we now have an open border here.
Yeah.
There are people being drawn here. They're being abused. There's all kinds of just horrific, terrible, terrible stories. And this is not a good thing for our country. It's not a good thing for these people. And it is unsustainable.
Yeah, we created this.
We'll see where all this goes. But, man, if you get tired of voting for Republicans here in the state, just in the Republican primary, why not vote in the Democratic primary for that gentleman? Let's go to Randy. Hey, Randy.
What's up, Randy?
Hey, guys. What's going on this afternoon?
Oh, another day?
I hear you about another day, Edward. I got a question. I'm sure y'all got better insight of it than I do. But if Donald Trump is indicted under felony charges, is he still eligible to run for president?
Yes.
That'll make you go,
I think as long as he's not convicted.
Yeah, well, and even if convicted, I think the one thing convicted of would be, like, you actually, like, joined Al-Qaeda and, like, you actually made war against the nation.
Okay.
And they're going to claim January 6th was just that he's an insurrectionist. And it's like, okay, whatever, calm down.
What if you just let a bunch of people into the country?
Well, that's just compassion.
So, on the other side of my question is, so even congressmen's political beings, I'll say, that if they're ex-felons, they can still run for office?
Mm-hmm. There are people that, we just went over that story where one guy ran for Congress from a jail cell after criticizing John Adams for being fat, and he won. Like, yeah, you can run from prison.
Well, that's one thing to be locked up for calling somebody fat.
You remember Tiger King? Joe Exotic's running for president.
He ran for president. That's right.
That's the dark horse to watch out for.
Well, that's good. That kind of makes me go, that we could have ex-felons running our country, not referring to President Trump, but these other imbecile, incompetent idiots that are out there, doing what they do. But, I wanted to get that from y'all because I know y'all don't have any numbers from all these psychologists and counselors and mind readers that call your show. that's a joke.
it just hit so close to home there, Randy. I appreciate it, man.
All right.
See you, Randy.
272-9228. This is part of the program brought to you by, Carl Schmidt there at the Herb Shop.
That's right.
And I really am a true believer. It's because of Carl Schmidt I got introduced to this thing called phototherapy. It's a phototherapy patch. It's like a little sticky patch where on the nape of your neck, like right as your neck meets your shoulders and your back.
Mm-hmm.
And you wear it up 12 hours a day. It is long up to that, but you don't have to wear it the whole 12 hours. But what it does is it refracts light back inside your body, which stimulates stem cell production. Base level stem cell production. What this means is it's true reverse aging. It's not like just anti-aging where you're putting on wrinkle cream or whatnot. No.
Right.
This actually gets you back to an immune system you might have had 10, 15, 20 years ago. And there are some folks, I fixed my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Carl has some customers where it was a guy in a wheelchair. he asked the wife, well, how's he doing? After, you know, he sold him the patch and stuff. He goes, oh, he's up and about hanging curtains.
Whoa.
Yeah, so this stuff can work for you folks. And, of course, they have so much more there at the Herb Shop Wellness Center. That aromatherapy, fantastic. It's great for mood regulation, whether you need to calm down or have a little pep in your step, get a little energy boost. The peppermint is good for that. Or it could be you're trying to get back to your sense of smell, maybe after a big, long bout with COVID. That can help you out. And, of course, all sorts of vitamins and minerals and other supplement packages that Carl can offer you, unique to you. So check them out today. Brand new location there at the Peppertree Shopping Center, right between Marguerite's and Jalapenos. They're right off of Vaughn Road at the Peppertree Shopping Center. You can always call Carl at 271-2882. And whether you call or stop by, be sure to tell him that you heard about him here on News and Views Afternoon. Tell him that Joey and that Eddie sent you his way. More News and Views after this break. We got plenty more to get to, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's oozing out.
What?
It's oozing.
Oozing?
The news is oozing out.
What do you mean by oozing? That's
You'll
just gross.
Some of the headlines are just not good.
Well, I see that Mel Gibson is rumored to be making a documentary about Jeffrey Epstein.
That's interesting. Well, you see what New York looks like. You can't even see. It looks like 100 yards from all the burning in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's
Canadian fires.
Yeah. Whole Northeast up there.
We'll be right back, folks.
Joey Clark.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Want to grab lunch?
I can't. Gotta pick up my dry cleaning or I won't have anything to wear to work tomorrow.
There's never enough time. That's why I switched to Worth Cleaner's new 24-7 express kiosk on Vaughn Road. I can drop off and pick up my laundry and dry cleaning anytime I want, day or night.
Wow, Worth Cleaners sounds like the solution.
Worth Cleaners is excited to announce their 24-7 express kiosk. This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery and will allow customers to drop off and pick up their dry cleaning and laundry at their convenience, day or night, any day of the year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go into their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24-7 express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall to aid customers who are first-time users. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
For 25 years and going strong, Sinclair's has been offering a truly exceptional dining experience for you from the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Roads.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings.
Want to eat lighter?
To do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish or we blacken fish or we fry fish and put it on the salad.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat at 3 special at lunch, 2 great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. We serve them day and night, and we serve the salads day and night, and we also do burgers. And, you know, we do lunch specials at lunch every day. At night, we do different specials. Plus our regular menu, we serve it day and night.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, 25 years and going strong at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. The News and Views afternoon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. That's the number Neil dialed. Hey, Neil, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great, Joey. How about you?
Doing well.
Well, listen, I just have some concerns. I think I see a train wreck coming in the upcoming election. I don't think Trump is electable nationwide. I think he's one of the most hated men by the left in the country, But I do think he's probably going to be the nominee. But if by some chance DeSantis or Scott or Haley were to win the nomination, I think he'd run as a third party candidate and he'd screw it all up like Perot did back in the 80s. So the only way I see out of this mess, and I don't want to see him go to jail or anything, but if Trump were to become a felon and not be able to run for office, that might be one way to avoid this. But I just see a big train wreck coming down the road.
See, and I think he can even run if he is a felon. Unless it's like true insurrection or sedition, you make war against the United States. But
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the qualifications are for presidency, to run for president, it's only what's in the Constitution. Now, you might get states that say, well, you can't have ballot access, and you might get some local administration that tries to do things, but generally speaking, you can still run. You're absolutely right, Neil. I think if Trump was sort of kicked away, or especially if they did it in a way that he felt was unfair, which do you think he'll find it unfair if he loses?
By definition, it's going to be unfair
right.
If he doesn't win, so we know that.
I think he's going to go further than Ross Perot. I think he's going to do a Teddy Roosevelt bull moose, and that is what actually ushered in the most progressive president in our history, Woodrow Wilson, and I worry we could get something like that again.
Trump concerns me, and the issue with him only being able to serve one term, you know, that concerns me. He says he can get it done in one. Well, why didn't he get a lot of it done the first time around? He had Congress for a while. He didn't get the wall built, and I doubt he's going to be able to do that his next time around. But Trump. Everybody thinks Trump loves America so much. Make no mistake about it. Trump loves the nomination. I'll vote for him, but I'm under no illusion that he loves himself more than anything.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Neil. Good call.
Thanks for calling, Neil.
All right.
Yeah, interesting perspective here, and there is some divide. I have to say that Trump still makes me laugh, all that sort of stuff, and some of the ideas, the way he talks about taking down the deep state and all this stuff, it's great. But recently, writing about Mo Brooks this week, Mo has sour grapes. Mm-hmm. It reminded me of the bitter taste in my mouth, where the way I watch Trump behave. With this primary, for the U.S. Senate, like the way he played it up is like, because I'm endorsing Katie Britt,
sure,
she's gonna win, she's great, and it's like, no, Donald, you had nothing to do with her winning. In fact, your guy crashed and burned.
He put his wagon to hers,
and it just when you see how the sausage is made in your own backyard, it makes you wonder about other things you're not paying as much attention to. So. We'll see. I'm happy to vote for Trump again just to keep the fun going and the craziness going. But I'll put it this way. The issues that we're looking at now that all these candidates are talking about now, mm-hmm. who knows where it's going to be in 6 months?
Right.
A year, even. Like, what's going to happen with the Ukraine war?
I think...
What's going to happen with the economy?
Economy is where a lot of people are going to wake up at. Right. That's going to get their attention. When it affects your wallet, when your kid wants $10 to go to the movies or whatever, and you ain't got it, you look in your wallet, you ain't got it, that's when it hits home.
Oh, and speaking of the newly elected senator, I have to give credit where it's due. It's because of the Twitter account, at least. I don't know if Katie actually tweeted herself. But Senator Britt tweeted about a story having to do with the SPLC.
Oh, yes.
The Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yeah, buddy.
I love how people get so damn rich and have huge endowments fighting poverty. I mean, it's necessary. In order to fight poverty, you got to get really, really rich first. Then you can help down the road. But the story that I was pointing to is the Southern Poverty Law Center has now added some new groups to their hate list.
Yeah.
So this is a list that has, like, the Ku Klux Klan, which I think we could all agree, hate group.
I believe so,
I think there's a little bit of hate there. Or, like, Nation of Islam on there, or other black separatists.
A little bit of hate there.
Yeah, and there are plenty of skinheads. Or, you know,
a little bit of hate there, yeah.
There's plenty of actual hate groups out there. But, and even then, you're like, I don't want to be associated with them, but, hasn't the Klan been essentially neutered? Thank God for that.
For the most part, I think they have, but you're going to have...
I don't mean just their membership. I mean, like, the ideas and the message. Anyway, it's at least my hope. But they've added another hate group. And what they've added is,
They must be really bad people, then.
Parental rights groups are now hate groups.
What kind of parental rights groups?
Moms for Liberty. You hateful, hateful harpies. How dare you say you want to spring your children out of these things we call schools that are really, at the end of the day, kind of remind me of prisons for kids, especially with how the pipeline of people go from the schools to actual prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing how that works. But if you suggest anything like that, you're a radical, hateful person. Well, in response to that, Senator Katie Boyd Britt had this to say. Organizations that dare say, quote, we do not co-parent with the government are now branded as hate groups. And parents who speak up at school board meetings are labeled terrorists by the DOJ. This is all a concerted effort to intimidate families from exercising their rights and voice. Stop giving other people that don't have your interests in mind, that are trying to win power over you, stop giving them a vote over your character. Who gives a crap what they think about your character, your integrity? They're not playing in good faith. When you add parental rights groups to a list that includes the Klan, what the hell is the SPLC doing? They're a shame, a blot on this city at this point. And I'm not even getting into all the scandal why they now have new leadership.
Right.
Appreciate Senator Britt actually pointing this out.
Me too.
272-9228. That's my rant for the day. I have had this idea, though, Eddie.
Yeah?
There are a lot of people the SPLC has crapped on.
Oh, yeah.
Like, one guy comes, Majid Nawaz, who was accused of being a terrorist and an Islamophobe.
Right, at the same time.
Love to have him on the show. But I think James Lindsay has been accused of a bunch of things.
Do you ever get off their list? Have you ever heard of anyone making amends with him and they go, hey, you know what? This guy's not so bad. We sent him through re-education.
Well, there's another lawsuit coming where they definitely knew they were lying about somebody.
Oh.
And so it has teeth.
Oh.
Because it's hard to do defamation. You got to show actual malice.
Right.
Yeah. But I've been thinking, just there have been so many people smeared by that group that's fighting poverty. Hey, if you got lawyers over there trying to help folks who can't pay a fine so they're stuck in jail,
more power to you.
I'd like that. It's a good idea. But if you're using that clout you build up, and the clout you build up from going after hate groups to then smear, say, people that don't want to co-parent with the government.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, pardon me. So I think we should start inviting on folks to just tell their story. Like, especially national figures. Like, just come on. We're in the SPLC's backyard. We're a few miles away.
Yeah.
I wish them, I mean, I don't like their politics. I wish them nothing but heaven. But come on. Every time I see them in the national news, I just think, I can't believe that's Montgomery, Alabama. Let's go to Papa B.
What's up, Papa B?
All right. So, I don't want to do this either. But it's time to talk about the Little Mermaid.
The what?
Little Mermaid?
time to talk about the Little Mermaid.
Okay, can I, before you say a damn word, I don't love you. I'm not mad at you, but before you say a damn word, I saw the controversies online and everybody going back and forth about the casting and the Little Mermaid, and it's live action and it's a remake of that classic cartoon, and I'm sitting there looking at all this, going, oh, that's kind of a waste of my time. Then all of a sudden on that, like a TikTok feed, not actually TikTok, you know what I mean, it popped up on my feed.
Right.
And it's that the actress they cast as Ariel singing a song. Yeah. And I have to be honest with you, Papa B, in the audience. I'm like, this is beautiful. Yeah. And I stopped giving a damn about all the stupid controversy. Like, good for that young woman who's got an incredible voice and talent.
Incredible voice. Incredible voice. Absolutely.
Well, you know, what was your problem with it, Papa B?
I don't have a problem with The Little Mermaid or the remake of The Little Mermaid. I have a problem with the motivations behind it.
Ah, I see.
Okay? And or maybe I don't have a problem with motivations behind it, but I have a problem with the way it's being used as a political weapon. And that therein leads to the reasons why a black actress was chosen. You know, so what? Big deal. She's a very talented young lady. Beautiful.
Yeah.
And so, okay. Was she now then chosen because she was just that daggone good? Mm. Maybe. I don't know. You have to ask the people that did it. Or was she chosen to make some sort of political or cultural statement?
Or?
Which probably is the real reason.
Or we can simply recast the movie, put this person in there. We don't have to put a whole lot of money in it. We just broke the bank again. And that's what they did. It's money. Right. They're motivated by money. At the end of the day, that's what motivates folks. Mm. Look at the PGA and Liv. It's motivated by money.
Again, I come back to South Park and the episode they did on Mickey Mouse and Disney. And
there you go.
Just go rewatch it, folks.
That was a funny episode. That Mickey Mouse stomping in with his sleeves rolled up.
Right. Yeah. Like the worst boss ever.
You get back in there, children.
I'm going to argue with you just a little bit, though.
Okay.
All right, so just think about this a second. So, okay, let's just say, for instance, that they had a white actress that was just that good.
Mm-hmm. We already saw that.
Okay. Did what?
We already saw that.
It was a cartoon.
This is
going to
be a part two.
It was a cartoon. I mean, well, they recast it.
Come on!
They cast it the way that the cartoon was, you know, with a white actress as a girl, you know, as the girl. Now, that would have been money motivation right there. Right? Because you know you can bank it. It's banked.
But no new reach of an audience. This got a new audience. This got impressed.
Well, yeah, but you, for whatever reason, ostracized or, you know, depressed the audience that you would have had anyway, right?
Mm.
I mean, it's not doing well at the box office. Now, you know, when you argue about why, okay, it's not doing as well. I mean, the left automatically will say, oh, it's because, you know, white folks are racist. Well,
right.
Who knows? I mean, maybe. I don't know. But I suspect that, you know, that people identify with their own race and culture, which is not a crime. It's not a sin. It's just human nature.
Yeah, but it's also like, it's that grass is greener thing. Like, I'm going to leave my people, my whole family, and I want to go where the people are. That's your first mistake, lady. The people suck.
They do. Yeah, and so, you know, look at this thing. The left loves to set a little trap. Do they not?
Of course, yeah.
They love to set these little, you know, psychological snares and then holler and scream, look at these old nasty white folks. Oh, they're racist. Well, maybe. Maybe not. Maybe they just don't care about seeing anybody but, you know, who they like in a movie. I don't know. I don't. Maybe that's true. Maybe that's not. But you know, you can't set a trap and then start complaining about it when you know there's a bunch of no shows. You know, I don't think that
WNBA.
It says more about the people that set the snare than it did about the people that got. You know, they feel like they caught in a snare.
Well, and it's also, it's lazy in this sense. It's like, those are great, like, cartoons. They really, like The Lion King, Little Mermaid, like that. They had a period there in Disney cartoon making. It's just great storytelling. But to just go, what are we going to do? What are we going to do, Mouse? How about we cast real people and don't change anything else? And we'll just recreate it with real people. We'll create some CGI monstrosity.
Right. Did they do that with Aladdin?
Yeah.
I mean, they did it with Aladdin, and they did it with The Lion King. And I've seen some of those, and I'm like, I'm not impressed.
Well, because it was the original gotcha, so anything better?
I got one other question.
All right.
Could they not have found is there something wrong with having a white husband?
Not in this day and time.
Is there something wrong with having a white girl play the role of, I mean... Are they just that sorry?
Would they have rather had gotten a white actress and gotten grief for not having a black actress? Or would they have rather gotten a black actress and said, hey, look what we did? Hmm. Kind of like the Alabama State cookie.
Right.
Look what we did.
I have this sense that as much as we can talk about this issue, or maybe as much as we want to agree with like the latest, this is what progress is, they're telling us? This is what one of the biggest corporations on earth says. As much as we try to agree and go like, you know what, you're so right, Mickey Mouse, you're so right. I don't think we'll ever be part of that world as long as we don't toe the line when it comes to election
day. Look at you with your little clever.
What are you talking about?
part of that world.
Oh, yeah, that's part of the song, yeah. I appreciate it, Papa B.
Hey, see you, Papa B.
272-9228. Let's go to Pat.
Okay.
Hey, Pat.
What's that, Pat?
Good afternoon. I was calling to talk about, you know, I heard you were talking about Trump, and one of the guys called in and said, you know, Trump cares more for Trump than Trump does for America, and I heard lots of people say that, but I really do believe that he cared for America. And then they referenced his comment that why didn't he get stuff done the first term? He spent a dang much time fighting the people that were fighting him and still got done what he got done. You know, my wife and I have had many a conversation on, imagine how effective he would have been had he actually had people working with him. While I was on hold, and you had your rant there, and I thought, oh, dear God, I am not going to talk about the Southern Poverty Law Center, because that'll win my day. Before I forget, Eddie, it's 8-7.
Gotcha. Gotcha, Pat.
That's an organization that needs to be dismantled and shut down, because they themselves, I believe, are a hate group, but that's just my opinion, so...
No, I don't think this is. You think they get, you know, they've jumped the shark, and now they figure out another way to do it.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. We
all
have a blessed day.
You too.
But by being here in Alabama, they can tell all their donors, we're in the fight.
Yeah.
We are here in the fight.
Just go listen to this local radio show.
There you go.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by, Pest Pro Services. You know, we often tell you about Pest Pro Services, how they can help you with mosquitoes.
That's right.
You treat your yard, just have no mosquitoes bedeviling you as you're out there trying to enjoy the outdoors, or maybe you need help preventing termite damage, or maybe you have a termite infestation or anything like that. But enough from just us.
Yeah.
Because Our Lady of Guadalupe, they're in Wetumpka, Alabama.
Right.
They put out a testimonial.
Is that right?
And here's what they said about Pest Pro Services. They gave them 5 stars.
Of course.
And said, the prompt service and professionalism of this company is fantastic. 5-star performance. Zach and his crew were courteous and polite and answered any questions.
Excellent.
Thank you for your outstanding service and your community involvement. All right, then.
As much as it does my heart good to hear that, I already knew that.
Right, we already knew it, but it's good to hear it from others.
It's good to hear from other people, yeah.
So y'all need to check out Pest Pro Services today. Not only can they do great work with any sort of pest control concern you might have, they are great local people who are always giving back to the community. If you go to their Facebook page, you can see often how much they're engaged in local community events, giving back to the folks that, well, I mean, this is the deal. They provide such great service. I think they're already fine. They don't have to give back. I think they've done, they gave you when they did that great pest control service.
And they
but they're such amazing people. They keep giving back. So check them out today. You can always call Pest Pro Services at 265-9990. That's 265-9990. You can also go to ppsriverregion.com or, again, just search the Book of Faces, Pest Pro Services. What do you want to know? Call a pro. And be sure to tell Ashley and the team there at Pest Pro that, well, you heard about them here on News and Views Afternoon. Got it. This break, Smoke and Otis. Hold on. We'll be back with you as soon as possible.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Let's close the health care coverage gap. To learn more, visit coveralabama.org.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. No big surprises. Another hot with a little bit more humidity in the air and a good bit of sunshine. There will be spotty, scattered, random storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, fading out at night, low tonight down to about 68. Tomorrow, there will be a more generous supply of those hit-or-miss afternoon and evening storms. Still random, but more active on the radar. High tomorrow, 91, and then upper 80s on Friday. We may get a little break from the storms for a day or two. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Attention, River Region residents. Are you in need of cutting-edge aerial solutions? Look to JC Aerial Solutions, your drone experts. Whether it's real estate, cell tower roof inspections, or you require construction site progress and mapping with centimeter-level accuracy, JC Aerial Solutions has you covered. For businesses looking to make a lasting impression, we offer captivating aerial advertising videos. JC Aerial Solutions is a veteran-owned and operated company. Contact JC Aerial Solutions at 228-282-0763 or our website at jcaerialsolutions.com. Let us take you to new heights.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. News and Views. This part of the program brought to you by XI Repair. I think we're going to see Jonathan Strange on Friday.
I hope so, on Friday, I believe.
But they're at XI Repair. Of course, they can help you with any of your smartphone repair needs, cracked screen, water damage, battery needing replacement. Maybe you just got a dirty port.
Mm-hmm. Happens.
Can keep you from connecting properly. You don't need to live with a dirty port. People underestimate how dirty their phones get from the constant use, and so have XI Repair clean it out.
Like you thought that your port was really busted because it wasn't working.
It's just dirty. Just a dirty port.
Yeah.
And of course, they can also work on like top-end gaming consoles. You'd rather have a PlayStation 5 worked on here locally, right? Instead of having to send that thing off in the mail to Sony.
Hope it doesn't get stolen in the mail. Hope it gets there. Hope it gets back. No thanks.
Right. Or it could be your desktop computer, your laptop computer is acting up. They can help you there at XI Repair. Or it could be you want to recover some data. Maybe you accidentally deleted a big project or somebody deleted, say, text messages on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
They can still find that there at XI Repair. So check them out today. You can always go to xirepair.com, start a job online, get an immediate quote there online. Or you can call them at 777-1234. That's 777-1234. And be sure to tell XI Repair that, well, you heard about him here on News and Views afternoon. Let's go to Smokin' Otis.
Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
I know you don't have much time here, so let me make this kind of quick. First off, Joey, put me in Sweet Creek again this
gotcha.
Week.
5'10"?
Yes, sir. Every year. All right. Second point, where is that Rich Thomas you just had on the radio?
Is Rich Thomas?
Yeah, I mean, it's like pouring down in Montgomery, brother.
I don't know. I mean, he pre-recorded. Is it?
No.
We're looking outside, and north, it's not raining here.
Pretty sunny.
North and east side's getting it, man.
Okay. Now, I thought from an earlier, I wasn't listening to that one I just played, but I thought from an earlier report I heard that he was predicting shower.
I think it's 15-20%.
Okay. All right. Well, Montgomery got one, but I mean, we talked to now and it ain't got one.
I was going
to
say, we could use it up there.
Yeah, we surely could. All right. Point number three. You know, earlier the guy was talking about the elections, if Trump was the nominee and so forth. What I'm worried about, Joey, is how are they going to use these illegal immigrants, these migrants coming across? How are they going to use them in the election?
It depends on your state, and that's where each state needs to, you know, be pretty sure. If you've got people worried about it, you got to secure those elections.
Illegals have been voting for a long, long time
in local elections, and then the question is it also happening in national elections?
Right. Right. Well, I know that New York made it legal for them to vote in the local election,
which is ridiculous. But
but I'm just worried about how they going to pull off a kind of a massive immigrant, migrant, illegal, whatever it is. How they going to pull off legal voting for that group in the national election?
Well, I think in another election cycle, it might be this cycle, we need amnesty for all these folks and a pathway to citizenship.
Well, that may be it. I mean,
or if you want to go serve in Ukraine and fight against the Ruskies, we'll give you citizenship.
Right. I mean, anything like that, it just worries me that they're over here, and I believe that the Democrats have a reason for them to be here, a purpose for them to be here. And I'm just looking for them to try to spring something for the national elections.
Well, I'm not certain, but there's a lot of ideas out there.
Yeah, well, that's what worries me more than Trump winning and going third party and such as that. It, you know, what the Democrats are planning to do with this group that's up here.
Well, and I think folks need to take a big, you say what you will about Ron DeSantis, but take a lesson from how they reformed elections in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just that he's done things voters like or that a lot of conservatives have moved there. I think they have actually clamped down on any sort of right. potential abuse with the mail-in voting system. It's up to each mm-hmm. local place, and especially it's the battlegrounds where this really counts.
Well, I'm just curious to see how it's going to play out. That just doesn't seem right to me according to our Constitution. But the hell with the Constitution, it seems like.
Yeah, it seems like an excuse these days. I appreciate it, Smoking Notice.
Yes, sir. Take care, brother.
272-9228. Let's quickly go to Urbanite before we get Ray Bowles here on. Hey, Urbanite.
Hey, luckily you hit everything I was going to bring up, like Trump not having the mechanical skills to really address stuff. If you really look at what he did, he really followed the blueprint of the Freedom Caucus, which was one of the things that DeSantis put together before he left
right.
Washington. And so you have to look at it from that standpoint. All Trump was a good construction guy who followed the blueprint. He has no idea how to do anything except love himself, if you guys haven't figured that out yet.
Right.
I'm telling you, DeSantis will be the president if we really care about this country.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of folks like yourself are going to make that case. And I mean, we'll see. DeSantis seems to be the only one in striking distance.
I know I'm taking your fun away because I want a world of non-fun politicians again. I want to grow up like I grew up, where politicians being dull people and Hollywood for ugly people, you know?
Right. And
that's what Washington used to be. It was people who knew their stuff and had credentials, and they weren't celebrities. We need to get back to that.
Wait, but are you seriously tired of all these smoking hot, well, maybe just hot, like 30-something-year-old moms who go up to D.C., get elected to Congress, then divorce their husband? You're tired of that?
You know what? It's not my wife doing it.
Your wise answer.
And you and I both know you can barely live in D.C. on a congressional salary.
That's
so
true.
So that's what's going to make real money. You don't want to go to get D.C. because it'd just be more, another bill. That'd be another bill for you, unless she is smoking hot, making extra money.
Well,
it's sad, but DC's not supposed to be what it is now. It's supposed to be like a military post where congressional people go and do their job and take their butts home at the end of the day.
Well, I appreciate it, Urbanite. I got to get Ray Bowles on here before we run out of time.
Have a good one.
See you, Urbanite.
Hey, Ray, how you doing?
I got to say, I agree with him 110%. If Angie went up there and got elected and was there for two terms, and said, hey, baby, I'm going to leave you, I'd be like, okay, you fix the pay.
This you're not retired.
Yeah, you're going to have fun. I'm going back to Alabama. Matter of fact, I ain't going back to Alabama. I'm going down to the Caribbean.
Right. I just don't want another attorney to subpoena the show for the stuff people say on here.
One time when I was in the city council, I had a little girl interview me, and she was like doing a live TV ad. She said, do you think people take bribes? I said, yeah, they take bribes. And she looked a little stunned, and she said, well, would you take a bribe? I said, what are you offering? You know what to say on that one.
So you still selling carpet?
We are. And you don't even have to have a bribe or a huge divorce settlement. We will take care of you. Call us 285-8117. We're going to come out. We're going to measure.